We are going to go over to Chris and talk about the forecast, which is a very good one.
On that beautiful morning of September 11, 2001, no American could have imagined that this day would be so different.
We've reached our cruising altitude of 35,000 feet, and I'm going to turn the fasten seatbelt sign off.
There is nothing overstated about this or any scene in United 93. The disbelief, the fear, the horror, key elements in successful action films, are too real, too painful in this movie to be escapist. But escape was not in Paul Greengrass's mind when he was making this movie.
Personally, I think that so much of what's happened in our world today goes back to 9/11 that we have to be prepared to go and look at that event. And look at it with a degree of reality. You can't airbrush the terror and the fear out of 9/11. We have to face up to it.
Paul Greengrass focuses on the events of the ill-fated United 93 because, as he says, it highlights human bravery and human weakness.
Looks like we've run into a little bit of rush hour traffic. Unfortunately, it's going to be about a 30-minute delay.
The extraordinary thing about Flight 93 is that it was very late. By the time that Flight 93 took off, the other aeroplanes were reaching their targets.
And when the hijackers take over, the camera captures people's confusion, their disbelief and terror. Some sneak calls to their relatives and learn that the hijacking is part of a wider terrorist attack. They realize that their plane will also be used as a weapon against the target in Washington.
At that moment, those people on board that airplane could see exactly what they were dealing with. And what they were faced with was a dreadful choice. But with immense courage, that group of people weighed those choices, made a decision, and acted upon it.
While the drama unfolds in the air, Greengrass looks critically at the bureaucracy and the lack of coordination on the ground.
Four planes. That's all I've got. I can't defend the whole eastern seaboard with four planes.
What do you got?
Washington's on the phone. They said they've got American 77 lost. They just went missing out of Dulles. He's supposed to go to LAX.
This is another one?
Ben Sliney was the FAA National Operations Manager that day and has a cameo role in the movie.
Listen, I'm not taking any more chances. We got stuff flying around we have no control over. And I don't want a board full of these planes hitting every building on the East Coast. This is a national emergency. Everyone lands regardless of destination.
And the irony, of course, was they first wanted to know who gave me the authority to do that. And then 10 minutes later, after 93 had crashed, which they thought had taken off much later than it did, they wanted to know why I hadn't done it sooner.
Using a handheld camera, Greengrass takes close-up and steady shots, creating the effect of a docudrama full of stress and tension. Its effect is visceral. Some who appear in the movie took part in the actual events of that day, and others are victims' relatives. The outcome is so realistic that many have questioned whether audiences are ready to watch a film like this. Psychologist Jeffrey Jay says that 9/11 still strikes too close to Americans' hearts.
We still carry a piece of that fear, and the whole country is still involved in a war and trials, and you know we're still trying to figure out what all this means. It began in 2001, but it's not that long ago, and we're still trying to figure this out. So we're participants in a different way.
I don't think you ever know when is the right time to make a film like this. And that's why you have to start by going to see the families. They clearly feel that it's the right time. So we should listen. We should listen to what their story is.
We have to do something.
They are not going to land this plane. They are not going to take us back to the airport.
There's any other option we have.
We're going to die. We're going to die.
Critics have hailed this film as a truthful and emotional account. Director Greengrass approaches the subject with respect and sensitivity. His movie is a tribute to the victims of 9/11 and to those who will be influenced forever by the events of that horrible day.
Oh my gosh.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News.